Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show topic is adapting to the new economy and the loss of jobs. And this is a very hot topic right now because there are so many people that are unemployed and desperately looking for work. And recently I came across an article that was called Out of Work Job Applicants Told Unemployed Not to Apply. And this is what the article says. The last thing someone who is unemployed needs to be told is that they shouldn't even apply for the limited number of job openings that are available. But some companies and recruiters are doing just that. Employment experts say they believe companies are increasingly interested only in applicants who already have a job. I think it is more prevalent than it used to be, said Richard Thompson, Vice President of Learning and Performance for Adecco Group North America, the world's largest staffing firm. I don't have hard numbers, but three out of the last four conversations I've had about openings, this requirement was brought up. Some job postings include restrictions such as unemployed candidates will not be considered or must be currently employed. These explicit limitations have occasionally been removed from listings when an employer or recruiter is questioned by the media, though. That's what happened with numerous listings for grocery store managers throughout the Southeast posted by the South Carolina recruiter, Latro Consulting. After CNN Money called seeking comments on listing last week, the restriction against unemployed candidates being considered came down. Latro Consulting refused to comment when contacted. Sony Ericsson, a global phone manufacturer that was hiring for a new Georgia facility, also removed a similar restriction after local reporters wrote about it. According to reports, a Sony Ericsson spokesperson said that the mistake had been made. But even if companies don't spell out in a job listing that they won't consider someone who currently doesn't have a job, experts say that the unemployed applicants are typically ruled out right off the bat. Most executive recruiters won't look at a candidate unless they have a job, even if they don't like to admit it, said Lisa Janofsky Singer, a human resources consultant from Millburn, New Jersey, specializing in media and publishing jobs. She said when she proposes candidates for openings, the first question she is often asked by a recruiter is if they currently have a job. If the answer is no, she's typically told the unemployed candidate won't be interviewed. They think you must have been laid off for performance issues, she said, adding that this is a myth in a time of high unemployment. It is not against the law for companies to exclude the unemployed when trying to fill positions, but Judy Conte, a lobbyist for the National Employment Law Project, said the practice is a bad one. Making the kind of automatic cut is senseless. You could be missing out on the best person of all, she said. There are millions of people who are unemployed through no fault of their own. If an employer feels that the best qualified are the ones already working, they have no appreciation of the crisis we're in right now. Conte added that the firms that hire unemployed job seekers could also benefit from the recently passed tax break that essentially exempts them from paying the 6.2% of the new highest wages in Social Security taxes for the rest of the year. Thompson said that he also thinks ruling out the unemployed is a bad idea, but he said that part of the problem is that recruiters and human resource departments are being overwhelmed with applications for any job opening that is posted. So they're looking for any shortcuts to get the list of applicants to consider down to more manageable size. It's a tough process to determine which unemployed applicants were laid off, even though they brought value to the company, and which ones had performance issues, he said. I understand the notion, but there's the top X percent of unemployed candidates who are very viable and very valuable. You just have to do the work to find them. Have you had trouble even applying for a job because you are out of work? If so, email us here and tell us your story. And that was a very interesting article that I came across. And one of the reasons that hit me was because I remember several years ago there was a company that opened up in Georgia where that was opening up to make parts for the new Kia plant that was opening up in Georgia and in West Point, Georgia. So, and what happened was because there were so many unemployed, you had people that were lining up to fill out applications that had no experience in the tire business whatsoever, but they were there simply because they were looking for a job. And when you consider that you get hired, a company is looking for ways to cut expenses. So what they're doing is looking for someone who has some type of experience so they don't have to literally train you from the ground up how to do the job. Because companies are right now are looking for ways to cut their expenses. So when they're ready to expand, they're going to look and hire people who literally have already worked in that profession and have experience in that profession. And with over 10% unemployment, or very close to 10% unemployment, what's happening is they're being overwhelmed with people coming in and filling out applications who have no experience in that field. So that's why they're currently using the method of saying, if you don't have a job, don't even come in and apply. That's why that recruiters, when a company is looking for management level positions, they will go to the managers who fill a similar position in a different company and offer them the opportunity to interview with this company and see if they can fill that position. That is why recruiters go that way as opposed to getting inundated. I have contacts who are in the recruiting field, and they have people submitting resumes to them daily, if not 100 a day they're getting, of people who are desperately looking for jobs that they hold on to them because they think they just might have someone that might fill a position that might come up. But that's so few and far between. And the best way in a down economy is to look for alternative ways to look for a job and to think about applying for a job. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you get yourself into a position where you can get gainful employment. And it may be that what you're going to have to do is look at something where you're going to have to create your own opportunity in the workplace. And think about those things as something that's going to benefit you in the long run. How are you going to change your mindset about what a job is today? And how are you going to plan for the future? Because we are in a totally different economy today. You're seeing it's a global economy. We are affected by situations that happened overseas, just like they're affected by what happened over here. When you had the big crisis here because of the mortgage crisis, it was affecting Europe. Then when you start seeing all the problems in Greece, which was affecting the euro, it was affecting the European markets, which were also affecting the American market. So we need to think of some of the things that we can do that can really change where we are and what we're looking for in today's marketplace. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in the long run. Think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you with financing. And there are many programs that you can look at that can really help you with financing a business. Today, and it's becoming very popular today, that people are getting involved in some gifting programs where people will gift you a certain amount and it increases from there, but it's a pay it forward. And there's even a movie that was made a number of years where it was talking about pay it forward, because it's become a situation where people are so ingrained of WIIFM, what's in it for me, that they don't think about giving with an open heart. And think about it, when you go to church on Sundays and you're doing tithes, you're basically doing a gifting program, because you're gifting the church your money so they can go out and help people in need. For instance, some churches have a ministry where people who have bills to pay, whether it's rent or it's an electric bill, they can come in and put it in an application. Whether it's food, they can come in and get food. So there's alternative methods of doing the things that you need to do. And think about it. In early days, people didn't think twice about helping someone in need. They often went out of their way to invite someone into their house to eat who had no food, or to sleep on the floor if they needed a place to sleep. Today, because of the fears and our hesitations, and because of our mindset of someone who is hard up, that we are not the giving nation that we used to be. So how can you change and think of some things? And here's another avenue of thinking about how you look at a job. What you might want to do is look for some things where you are actually thinking of something that can really benefit you. And what I want to do is tell you a story about how what it is. Think about what it is that you really have a passion for, because deep down, that's telling you what it is that you would really love to do and would do for free if you could afford to, but earn a living at it. And it may be that you may be doing that right now and you're not even being paid, or you're not even seeing yourself as a professional in that avenue. But then why not turn it around and think, like, what would happen if I was getting paid? Then all of a sudden, I see myself as being a success in that profession. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you, that can really benefit you, that can really put you into a mindset where you are going to be willing to adapt and think of opposite ways? And think about it. Today, being self-employed is actually the way it's going to go. And here's another thing, that when you look at the job market, when you look at job titles, when you look at where we're working today, everything has totally changed. Back in the early 20th century, in the middle 20th century, when the corporate environment was very much the job market, then it was a matter of a 9-to-5 job. You go in, you do the best you can possibly do. As job openings come up, you move up the ladder. Then towards the very end of the 20th century and into the 21st century, the job market has totally changed. What you're finding is that the companies, they are no longer hiring people and having big office space because they're looking for opportunities to cut their expenses. Even the banks today, what they're doing is in the corporate offices, they may have 5 or 10 people that work there on a daily basis, but they'll have thousands of people working for them that actually are independent contractors that work for them from home. Because today, with the internet, with the laptops, you can literally work from any place and be hooked into the company that you're working for. In fact, you can live in a city on one part on one side of the continent and be working for a company on a totally different continent. So it's a matter of thinking about and adapting to these new avenues of what a job is today. And here's another example of how a job has changed. You're basically using the same skills, but you're working from a totally different location. For instance, think about what a secretary did. They did the typing, they did the proofreading, they did the grunt work, but they worked in an office from 9 to 5, and you had a typewriter that you worked at a desk with. But today, with the computer, instead of being a secretary or an executive assistant, guess what? You're a virtual assistant on the internet. As an executive assistant in an office, you may have been working for 2, 3, 4, even 5 different executives doing all of their paperwork for them. Well, you can do the same thing from home, but guess what? What you're going to be doing is working for someone who's a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, someone who works from home themselves, but they do not need to have someone working for them in an office because they choose not to pay out that expense. What they've done is they've set up a room in their home. They're conducting their business from their home. When they have to meet with clients, there's still places that you can go that's executive suite where you can rent the room and meet with that client. But you're basically doing your work from home today. So what we need to look at is alternatives of places that you can and things that you can think of that can help you with putting together a business. And there may be some questions that you need to ask yourself. And these questions are, what is it that I really, really want to do? And how can I take and look at these alternatives? And how can I figure out how to build a business around it? Because when you do something that's your passion, guess what? It's not work to you. So what you need to think about is how can you look for opportunities that can really, really benefit you on what is a job today? And maybe think about some of the things that you would need to do to help you build a business and think of some of the things that can help you put together an avenue of what it is that you really would expect to do in the long run. And think about it this way. Today you want to figure out how you can build a business on little or no money. And when you look at where we were even 15, 20 years ago, where when you were building a business, you had to print up brochures, that was an expense. You had to buy mailing lists and mail them out multiple times, but you often had to buy multiple mailing lists. Simple reason. Guess what? if you use a mailing list one time, they often were embedded with certain names so that if they got more than one mailing from you, then they knew you were using that mailing list more than once, and they could bring charges against you for doing that. Well, today you have access to the internet. You have access to social networks where you can connect with people who could use your services. You can print your brochures on your computer. If you have changes that need to be made, whether it's a time or a date or a phone number, you can make those changes immediately. And once you've made those changes, you can get them out immediately. But when you did it, when you had to do the printing and the mailing, and you had to do the bulk mailing, guess what? That was what we call today snail mail, because most things today, when they're done through an email address, that person gets it almost immediately, within 10 to 15 minutes of when you send it out. And it might be a day, but generally it's very quick. So what you need to do is think of some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you, and how you can help yourself think about how you can build a business. For instance, you need to really have a business plan, because that's your plan on the steps of what you're going to take to build a business. And you need to look at what are you going to do that's going to put you in an avenue that's going to help you in the long run to build a very successful business, and plan that business so that it will help you get where you want to be and build a very, very successful business. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really, really help you put yourself in an avenue that's going to help you in the long run. Think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you build a very successful business today. And the thing is, we need to think about what is going to make us successful. How are we going to do what we really want to do and be very successful with it? And how are you going to put yourself in a position to do the things that you really love to do? And think about it. If you work in an office, you also have to dress for success. There's a lot of things that you do to prepare yourself for the job market. When you work at home, unless you are on the webcam, guess what? No one sees how you dress. So you could be dressed in your pajamas and you're still being a professional. But, you know, if your image comes from how you look, how you see yourself on the outside, then you need to prepare that part of you that's on the outside. And even though what we're doing is we're seeing that Obama has done a lot of things, or tried to do a lot of things, to stimulate the economy and get people back to work, then there's another crisis that occurs that can create situations that have set us back. For instance, almost 2 months ago, BP had one of their tanks where they're drilling for oil, for the crude oil. The thing blew up because they were cutting costs and they weren't paying attention to their alert systems. And when that happened and the oil started gushing into the water, then it affected the people who are on the water, who are the fishermen, who their livelihood. There are so many people that were put out of work because of that, and then they are about to lose whatever property they have because BP has slowed to get around to paying them or giving them the money they need to supply so they can take care of their bills. For instance, take care of food, make sure that their car payments are being made, make sure their mortgage payments are being made. So that's another drain that has happened on the economy and created unemployment. Now, they've got to clean up, so it took them a while, and they're starting to look for avenues that can really put another dent into cleaning it up, but they're also starting to hire the people who they have put out of business to go out and help them with the cleanup. At least that is getting them some money, but that's not getting them the kind of living that they were used to having. And here are some things that you can think about. There are still some jobs in sales working for a store, such as in retail, selling clothing, selling car parts or tires, but you also need to learn how to create your own job and the new work environment. More and more people are working from home, using their computers and accessing the internet. The millennial generation are adapted to the new workplace since they grew up in the technology age, and they have used computers. They have done the research on the internet. They know how to use it to incorporate it into their business. So the older generation, the baby boomers and Generation X, they're new to the technology, and they have to learn how to incorporate it into the business that they're doing today. So if you are unfamiliar with how to do this, you need to think about some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you and put you on that other avenue and get you into a place that can really benefit you in the long run. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really get you to that next level of employment and learn how to adapt to the new environment. We have been talking about some of the things that you can do. Well, think of some of the other things that you can do and write them down. Put a plan in place. And remember that there are alternative methods of employment. Think about it. Even teachers are losing their jobs today because the school systems just don't have the money to pay the salaries for all of the teachers. Because when companies closed up and they were not paying, that was a loss of tax revenue. When people started losing jobs, that was a loss of tax revenue for the state and the county and the city. Well, guess what? Then they had to turn around and start cutting county jobs, city jobs, state jobs. They didn't have the money to give to the schools. So guess what? The schools don't have the money to pay teachers. They don't have the money to be able to incorporate the technology. So we all need to think of opposites and opportunities that we can, that can really benefit us, and look for alternative methods that can really help you plan for the economy and how you can plan to adapt to the new economy, how you can think of alternative methods that can help put you back in the job market today. Remember, it's not looking for the jobs in the retail business anymore. It's not looking for the jobs in the corporations, because those jobs don't exist. And I want to take a break here and remind you, if you need help in putting together a new career, if you need help in figuring out which directions you want to go, then you can go to my website, and that website is 1PersonalCareerCoach.com, and you can sign up for group coaching, where we will discuss ways and activities that you can do to help put you in that next level of employment. And I'm going to take a break here, and I will be back in a minute. and I would like to welcome you back, and we will spend the last few minutes talking more about adapting to the new economy and the loss of jobs. And what I want you to think about is some of the things that you can do that can help you plan for some of the things that you need to do that can really help you get back into the job market, and think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you get to the things that you really, really, really want to do in the job market. And think about and remember, where are the jobs today? That is the big thing. People are not looking at the job market. They're not looking at where the jobs are. They're not paying attention to the fact that the job market has totally changed today. And you need to think of some of the avenues that you can do that's going to put you into that next bracket of where the workplace is, and how you can plan for all of the avenues that you need to look at that's going to get you where it is that you really want to be in the job market, and how you can plan for getting into the job market. And think about it. You've got affiliate programs. You've got companies and people out there who have a business who are looking for a way to sell their services. They need salespeople to help them build for and get their products to the public. So if you already have a business and you have a big list of contacts and email addresses, then you can connect with that with each other, especially if you have products that complement their products and it's something that can benefit your clients. Then guess what? Think about some of the things that you can do that can really put you into that avenue where you have an income coming in today. It's not going out and looking for the old jobs, because remember, those jobs don't exist. Jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today. Jobs that exist today didn't exist 10 years ago. And there will be jobs in the future that haven't been invented yet. And here's an example. I already talked about the secretary and how that job has progressed into becoming a virtual assistant. Well, what about a graphic designer? 10 years ago or 15 years ago, no one knew what a web designer was. And today, a web designer is someone who is taking their knowledge of being a graphic designer, being an advertisement, and they're putting it into designing websites. Because remember, a business has to have a website today. Whether you're a corporation or a small business, you have to have a website. And what that website is doing is it's putting you in an avenue where you can plan for and you can market your business. And you need to look for and create products at different price levels that are going to sell. And you have to be able to have something that you can give away for free just to get someone's name and email address. And once you've collected that, then guess what? You can go out and joint venture with someone else, or you can become an affiliate and with someone else and their website and help market their products. And then you earn commission. So these are avenues that you can set up, set up for yourself that can really help you build and set up an income for yourself that's an alternative opportunity for creating an income, because the old tried and true jobs don't exist today. The manufacturing has gone overseas. For instance, several months ago, I was watching a show, Calling Schmaltz, From Rags to Riches, which was talking about the fashion industry and how it has changed. And part of that was manufacturing. Because what happened was when the Europeans first came over here in the early part of the 20th century, guess what? They went to work for the factories doing manufacturing. But since 1960, when under the Kennedy administration, they allowed 5% of the manufacturing to go overseas, guess what happened? Over time, that increased. That since 2009, only 5% of the manufacturing is still being done in this country, which means that it went from 5% to 95% of all the manufacturing that used to be done in this country being done overseas. And part of that's because the unions got to the point where they were outpricing the job market. And companies were cutting into the profit margins that companies were having. So it only behooved them for ways that they can change that. So more and more what was happening, these jobs were being done overseas. And then guess what happened in this country? Not only was there a loss of jobs in manufacturing, but then you started seeing where when people started immigrating to the United States, then they were competing for the existing jobs, and then that started creating more and more of a competition, so that it also meant that even though the government was trying to increase the income over here, because most people were being paid $5 or $5.25, which was minimum wage, for a job, well, that's still a poor man's salary. You have to make at least $10 to $12 an hour just to exist comfortably today. So think of some of the alternatives that you can put together that can really help you think about ways that you can create an opportunity for yourself that's going to build for you the kind of income that you want. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really put you in a different plane of where you want to be and how you can look for some of the things that can really benefit you in today's job market. And think of some of the things that can really help you get to that place in your life where you are going to think about opportunities that can really help you get yourself to the next level of the workplace. And think about what's happening in the business world and what's going to happen in the future and how it's going to affect where you are and how you can plan for that job and how you can, because what you want, you don't just want a job that you're going to have a job today and then it's gone tomorrow. What you need to do is think about some of the things that you can do that can really put you in a different location when it comes to the job market. And think about some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in the long run. And think about some of the things that you can do that's really going to get you into an opportunity that's going to really help you. And remember, there's things that you need to think about that's going on in the job market and in the world today. And here's an article that you might want to think about. It says, Greece officials confident on deficit target and growth. And the budget deficit of debt-stricken Greece is declining and will meet its target, Economy Minister Luca Castagnelli said on Saturday, adding that she was optimistic that seeing some resumption of growth in 2011. Well, think about it. If this was 2010, we still got 6 months to 2011. So that means that we're an economy that's still in crisis, and you've got to plan for how are the things that are going on in Europe affecting what's going on today, and look for avenues that you can think about that can really help get you into the next level of what it is that you really need to do. And think about some of the things that can really put you into the next level. And here's an article. Grocer Kroger's first quarter net income of 14%. Portland, Oregon. Supermarket operator Kroger Company proves that bigger isn't always better. Thursday is reporting that it gained shoppers and market share in the first quarter despite aggressive competition from Walmart Stores Incorporated. Kroger, which is the nation's largest traditional grocery store operator with chains as Ralph's and Dillon's, said its net income fell 14% for the quarter due to increased costs, but the results beat expectations. The company affirmed its full-year guidance and its shares rose sharply in trading. Now, what that means is that people that work for Kroger, guess what? Their hours are being cut. So that means they are not making the kind of income they need to pay their bills. It means they don't have the money to spend to do the extras. So that's also cutting into an economy. So everyone needs to think of ways that they can change and look for alternative methods of income today and plan for how you're going to use that to really put yourself into another opportunity that can really help you get to where you want to be in the next generation, how you can put yourself into an avenue where you are going to have the income and be able to take care of your bills, because everything, you cannot count on the economy to help make it up for you. You have to make up your own choices. You have to look for alternatives, and you need to think about how you can incorporate technology into your business practices today and where you are going to go in the future and how you're going to plan for all of the things that you need to plan for and put your business at the level that you want to be, and think about all of those incomes, avenues that you need to plan for yourself, and how you can think of some of the things that you can plan for that's really going to get you to the level of where it is that you want to be within this economy, and how you can think of avenues that can really help you with the creating opportunities for yourself in the business world, because you cannot count on the old tried and true avenues of business, and you need to think about what it is going to take for you to get yourself to that opportunity that's going to help you put yourself into an avenue of your workplace and how you're going to set everything else up to really help you plan for your avenue of where it is that you expect to be in the future, how you're going to look for and plan for the things that can really help you get to that next level in the workplace and keep it going, plan for. And so what we've been trying to do is give you ideas of how you can adapt and change your mindset on what a job is today and plan for that job and plan for the things that you need to look at and make it all work for you so you can put yourself into an avenue that's going to really help you get to the next level and also help you to to find an option or an opportunity for yourself to create an income. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you to change some of the things that you need to do. And remember, the job market today, the old tried and true way of learning and the traditional methods of learning, those are changing. Think about it. Even in the schoolroom years ago, what did you do? You went there, you read the book, the teacher wrote out a test, you took the test, you know, it was more of a teacher doing, standing in front of the room and feeding you all of the information, you going home, taking the textbook, reading it, and studying for the test. Now, with the technology and the internet, students are learning how to multitask, but they're also learning how to use multimedia, how to create opportunities for themselves. They're learning how to research using the internet for different ideas and things they're learning about for history, because there's so many different avenues available to you, but you need to learn how to incorporate all of these things and plan for them. And you need to look for alternatives and opportunities that's really going to create that opportunity that's going to really help you plan for where you want to be in the future. And in that means, what are you going to do that's going to incorporate? Now, here's a final story that I want to tell you about, and see how it can help you. When the job market really first started to tank and people were losing jobs, someone who was part of the baby boomer, part of the millennial generation, while he was in college, the story was that his father worked for WorldCom, and WorldCom basically went under, and all of the money that the father had invested in WorldCom and the job that he had at WorldCom basically was lost, and they were about to lose their home. So what he did was he went on the internet and he researched for products to sell. And he found that that what was happening was people were looking to apply for credit cards online, and that was the number one business. So he contacted all of the banks, and he offered to help market their credit cards through a website. And then what he did was, he knew how to use pay-per-click and set up sales letters and advertise using pay-per-click to bring people to his website. And then every time they filled out an application and they were approved, he got paid. Well, he was able to build it up and also built up a list of 30,000 words for keyword advertising, and he built his business up to $1 million a year. Well, instead of just offering through a website an affiliate program, what he did was he hired someone to be a spokesperson, put together an info commercial, went around the country offering these 3-hour presentations with the spokesperson, telling people about all the money that he made with this program and made it sound like he invented the wheel and he invented the marketing and he invented all of these different things, and he was going to sell you his technique and he was going to teach you how to use it, and then you were going to go out and you were going to make $1 million selling this product. And guess what? He was selling this product for $4,495. And he was offering a payment plan. So if he had 50 people in a room in a 3-hour session, and his spokesperson did this presentation and hyped up all the money he was making. Guess what? He had at least one or two people that came in and bought that program from him. Well, you did those four times a week in four different locations. You had two people in each session. That's eight people that he sold to out of several hundred. Well, guess what? He made back his money. And then he would travel around the country doing this. The thing is, you didn't have to pay him $4,495 just to learn what he did, because all he did was use pay-per-click. He used keyword advertising. He used Google AdWords. You could go and learn how to do all of these things yourself, and you could start out making $100 a week if you could figure out what product it was that a company had that you felt you could sell, or what it was that people were looking for, and you could build up your keywords, you could build up your pay-per-click, you could build everything up to where you were making that same income. You didn't have to buy it from him. He didn't invent the wheel. He was just taking the techniques that were already out there and incorporating them into his business. So you need to think about some of the things that you can do that can really help you get into what it is that you really want to do, and how you can plan for creating that business for yourself that's going to make you successful. And look for alternative and creative ways of building an income for yourself or raising capital. There are gifting programs out there that you can get into where you can start out with small increments of paying it forward and having 6 to 14 people paying it to you go and raise up to the top level where you're making the maximum, or you're gifting, and then you're having people gift to you. And that's a great way to come up with some type of creative way of making an income for yourself today so you can pay your bills. And remember, people are willing to do it, and as long as it's structured and it's handled right, it's not an illegal program. It's something that's been done for centuries, but it's just that how we perceive it based on our own perception, based on things that have gone on out there that have been scams, that we're afraid to participate in something. And the government, because they cannot regulate gifting, because it's not anything where you're being sent a 1099 at the end of the year or a W-2 form because it's not a real job or it's not whatever. That, I mean, when you give to a charity, you're doing gifting. So why not get involved in a program where you can gift someone who's in need and other people gift you in return? And it's just paying it forward, but it's an opportunity to help you create an income for yourself. And there are a number of ones that you can get into, and you need to look for these alternatives and think of them and change your mindset. Because remember, when you are giving in the church, you're doing the same thing as you are doing, and plan for an opportunity that will help you create an income for yourself that can build it into a career, especially in an area that you really want to do. And remember, things always change, because just look at the acting profession. How many people start out in front of the camera, stay there for you, get into a show that's long-term running, build name recognition, and then eventually they get into positions where they can produce movies, they can produce television shows, they can do directing, so they get into other avenues. because you, even as you age, you may not be able to do what you were doing before. But guess what? There's always opportunities where you can still do your creative work, but it may not be in the specific area it is, but it's also incorporating some of the things that you need to look at and use in your own job. Thinking about a career, thinking about what it is that you really have a passion for and how you can turn that into an opportunity that you can create and build a job for yourself. And think about it. We are in a totally different economy today than we were even several years ago, and how we can think of some of the options that can really help us to plan for and think about some of the things that you can put together that can help you think about it. And remember, we all have dreams, and those dreams are the things that inside of us that we're telling ourselves that we really, really love to do, that we're really looking for an opportunity to plan for and can create an opportunity for ourselves that can create a long-term career and job. So what you need to do is just reevaluate yourself. Look inside yourself. Think about some of the things that you can do that can really get you into that avenue of what it is that you plan for and how you can build a business even in a down economy. Because jobs, yes, there's a lot of loss of jobs, but that's because the job market and the types of jobs have totally changed. And you need to look for an avenue that can really help you plan for where is your next job. And since we're going down into the last minute or so, what I would like to do is also tell you and ask you to come back next week when we're going to be talking about creating financial security during a struggling economy. And today, people expect government to be there to help them financially since we are supposed to be a democracy. The problem is that the government is unable to create jobs in a down economy unless they step up programs similar to what Roosevelt did during the Depression. But the economy did not really correct itself even during the 1929 until World War II, and that happened in the early 40s. And so instead of relying on the government to help you find a job and financial assistance through unemployment, then what you need to do is learn to use the internet and also to what you need to do is go on Google and look up the name of gifting programs or look up products that you would like to sell, see who your competition is, and look for ways to build a business around it. So what we need to do is think of some of the alternatives that we can look for. And I would also like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the onepersonalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for group coaching.